Hi guys, I don't normally run ads on this show, but this is the family business, luggagewarehouse.co.za. So if you're looking for luggage, accessories, handbags and fashion stuff, even you can go to luggagewarehouse.co.za. And there are two products that I want to pull out for you here. Number one being Builder Set. You can get great discounts on big collections of big luggage. So if you're thinking of immigrating, it's the perfect way to kind of gear up for that. And the second thing I want to pull out is Luggage Glove, which is a protective sleeve that my dad invented. My brother has kind of perfected over the years. It's a sleeve that pulls over your luggage and then locks closed. It's got a TSA lock. It's got holes for the handles, so it's quite convenient. And it's much more sustainable because you're not just murdering turtles with single-use plastic. That's it for my pitch. Luggagewarehouse.co.za. There's a link in the show notes.
Hi everyone and welcome to South African Expats. This is just a quick 15-minute episode about Malta, a destination you probably haven't considered before. So first I spoke to Graham, who works at Frank Salt Real Estate. Please excuse the slight choppiness of the edit. It's a factor of the recording I made on the day.
You're chatting to Graham, who is representing Frank Salt, and essentially you guys are speaking here about Malta. You're here to promote Malta, right?
Yes, Malta is for those of you who don't know, a small island in the middle of the Mediterranean, situated just beneath Sicily. That's part of the EU. And it's been a very popular destination, actually, for South Africans looking to relocate to Europe, take up residence or simply invest in real estate in the euro currency to hedge the rand. We have been promoting Malta to the South African market now for about 16 years.
Wow.
So we typically come up twice or three times a year.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't obviously during the COVID period.
Sure.
So we've been absent for a couple of years, but we've been coming up quite regularly. And we've been very successful. Malta's proven very popular with the South Africans. We've probably dealt with in excess of 1,000 South African families.
Wow.
Who've either completely relocated to Malta with their families or just taken up residence and bought a property there.
Right.
And some clients have even bought property without taking up residence just to own assets.
Sure.
In Malta, get a rental income. The rental market is very good.
Right.
There's a very big expat community in Malta who mostly are working there and tend to rent.
Mm-hmm.
So the rental market is extremely good. You get a 4 or 5% return on your rental.
Amazing.
So that's proven very popular.
Sure.
So yes, it's an interesting market.
And do you find that when you speak to South Africans, most of them are aware of Malta, or is it something that you have to educate on?
There's been, in the last 7-8 years, I think there's been a growing awareness. We've been promoting Malta regularly, but obviously larger countries tend to get more exposure than us because there's more people promoting them.
Sure.
What we do find, though, is that when clients do come to Malta and look at Malta and, I don't know, Portugal or Spain or other sort of destinations, they very often choose Malta because Malta is English speaking. It's a very friendly environment. The real estate market is very healthy. The healthcare system is very good.
Mm.
It's very safe. Great climate, great seas. It's very popular with South African. Malta has two official languages, Maltese and English, but everybody on the island speaks English.
Right.
So I have had clients who moved to Portugal and unfortunately ended up in a hospital, for example.
Right.
And we're trying to explain to the doctor with Google Translate what was wrong with them. Whereas in Malta, you're going to deal with anybody in English. If you're buying your groceries, if you're dealing with a doctor, if you're dealing with a property contract, everything is in English. So that's a big asset.
Right.
And yes, weather-wise, Malta has 300 days of sunshine a year.
Wow.
So it is very attractive. And what a lot of people don't realize as well is Malta is not just a holiday destination. There's a country within an island.
Mm.
So there's all the culture, history. There's an incredible history on the island.
Right?
Yeah. We have the oldest temple structures in the world.
I've heard older than the pyramids.
Older than the pyramids, yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's for anybody who's into sort of the history, Malta is amazing.
History of colonial powers kind of battling over it, right? I assume because it must have been a strategically important island in the middle of the Mediterranean.
Exactly. So Malta has a very strategic location within the Med. So over the years, yes, everybody's occupied it at some stage or another, from the Phoenicians to the Byzantines, the Romans. We're a British colony for 150 years.
Right.
So Malta also played a big part in the Second World War.
Right.
And that's why there's the sort of British connection. There's a strong aviation industry. There's a big shipping register from Malta as well. Obviously, Malta is surrounded by the most amazing sea. I think it's one of the cleanest seas I've ever experienced. You get 40 meter visibility.
Wow.
When you're okay. diving in water, which is incredible for anybody who's been diving.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's amazing, yes. And there's a great expat community. Mm. So you have, like I said earlier, about 70,000, 80,000 expats. A lot of them are working because Malta offers very good corporate tax structures. There's a big iGaming industry, hedge funds,
banks. By gaming industry, we're speaking about a gambling industry, not in terms of online gaming.
Both. Okay. Gaming, as in playing games online,
yeah.
And also the gambling, online betting. So
right.
There's Bet365, and there are a lot of the big players are based in Malta.
I see, okay.
So obviously, it's interesting because you get a nice expat community on the island, and the Maltese and the expats integrate in, really well.
Sure.
So the Maltese have always been very welcoming to expats. And you don't get a situation like you would get in certain other countries where all the expats live in certain areas.
Yeah, like
areas,
a little enclave, and they don't
And the locals
interact.
Don't go and live in those areas, which is also why the real estate market is strong.
I see.
Because the real estate market doesn't depend on an overseas investment entirely, you know?
Hmm.
In fact, 90% of real estate sales in Malta are to Maltese.
I see. Okay.
And even in COVID, when we expected a dip in the market, 2021, we actually had more sales by about 25% more sales than 2019.
Oh, wow. Okay. Right
so
back.
The market did really, really well. Historically, it's always done well. We generally get about 6% capital appreciation mm-hmm. on real estate average every year. That combined with rental income gives you a nice 10% return. We don't get all the price fluctuations like you get in mainland Europe. So the Maltese property market is pretty stable. It's a smaller market.
Sure.
You think of places like Hong Kong and what have you, where you have smaller markets, the prices mm-hmm. tend to go up. And Malta has either stabilizes or goes up.
I see. And what do you guys offer to the attendees at the expo here? What service are you here with?
So we, as a group, Franksolt Real Estate Group, we've been established in Malta now for about 50 years. We deal with anything real estate related, whether it's commercial, residential, insurance, property management, project management. So people who want to do small projects or furnishing or interior design, mm-hmm. we take care of all of that ourselves. So anything property related, we handle.
I see.
If someone is visiting the island, we will meet them at the airport. We'll spend a few days with them, show them around the island, get them so familiar with the different locations, different types of properties available. And then if anyone is interested in taking up residence, that needs to be handled by a licensed mandatory. We work hand in hand with law firms in Malta who offer these services, and we'll do the necessary introductions, mm-hmm. Make sure everything runs smoothly. We'll essentially hold our client's hand all the way.
Sure.
That is why we've dealt so successfully with so many South Africans. Like I said earlier, we've had a lot of South African families who've helped. And they all love it, huh?
Amazing,
everybody's
yeah.
very happy there.
Amazing. What is the kind of investment threshold for Malta?
It really depends on what you buy. So there's a big range mm-hmm. of prices. I would say you can start off in the 200, 250, 300 range, but you can go up to 4, 5 million, 6 million. So people have bought a whole range of properties, depending on their appetite, really. I mean, clients of ours who bought 7 or 8 years ago, they're buying when the rand was 10 to the euro.
Right.
You know, and today it's 16.
Yeah, yeah.
So just on the exchange rate alone, they've done incredibly well.
South Africa has done incredibly badly if they weren't involved.
Its main attractions are obviously, to a lot of South Africans, is the idea of having a residence card within Europe, which gives you a Schengen visa mm-hmm. throughout the rest of Europe. So travel, essentially, you don't need to apply
sure.
For the Schengen visa. Either simply for recreation. Some people are thinking in terms of a plan B.
Yep.
If things go wrong here, we don't want to be waiting in line for a visa.
Yep.
We want to be able to just get on a plane and leave if needs be.
Sure.
So there's that. There's the investment element, obviously. So from an investment point of view, they've all done very well. And then lifestyle. Malta is very safe, very low crime rates,
mm-hmm.
great healthcare. World Health Organization voted Malta's healthcare system third best in the world.
Wow.
So very good healthcare. And then as well, what's interesting, especially to South Africans, for you guys, everywhere is a long-haul flight.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're based in Malta, if you want to go to Rome, or if you want to go to Paris,
yeah.
or if you want to go to London, talking about 1.5 hours, 2 hours, 3 hour flights maximum.
Yeah.
Today with Ryanair and these other airlines, you can travel for 50 euros. Cool. So we'd hop on a plane, go to Tuscany for the weekend and spend 40 euros ahead for the flight.
Yeah. What advice would you give to attendees here thinking about they're looking around at their options, essentially.
We would always say keep an open mind. Come and visit Malta, mm-hmm. because I'm sure you'd be pleasantly surprised. Sure. Most people who come over feel at home straight away. Mm-hmm. The Maltese and the South Africans have a very similar mindset. People feel at home straight away, and generally, when they've looked at two or three destinations, choose Malta.
I see.
And Malta is very straightforward in the sense there's no promises of one thing or another, which may or may not happen. Certain countries offer, say, listen, become a resident for a few years, and then you get a passport, and it's
a multi-stage process.
It doesn't really turn out to be so straightforward as they promise.
Yeah.
What you get, the Maltese market. So I would say come over, even 3 or 4 days, 5 days is enough, mm-hmm. and we'll stay with you all the way.
Sure.
So you won't be alone on the island, we'll be looking after you. And then see whether you feel comfortable there. And if you do, we'll help you take the next step.
Sure. So how can people get in touch with you? How can they get in touch with Frank Salt?
We have, they can either access our website, which is www.franksalt.com.mt. Mm-hmm. And we have an overseas division with the company. So anybody who sends in a contact form will be handled by our overseas team. Or anybody who's here at the expo can get in touch with us and contact us directly and we'll help.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time, Graham. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
South African Expats is produced by Jonathan Vanka and brought to you by Ping Productions.